And speaking of Preds, time to talk about the Nashville Predators with the general manager, David Poile, who's nice enough to join us here on the show, Midday 180, 104.5 The Zone. David, welcome in. How are you?
I am good. A little busy here as we have a couple of games tomorrow and Saturday, and then we have the trade deadline on Monday, so it's pretty busy.
It appears there's positive news with Ryan Ellis on the injury front. Can you give us an update?
Looking real good. I think as we've talked probably last week, we felt that we're getting closer. Today was his first day in what I would say full practice, all the stuff which comes with the contact and bumping and what have you. And he actually practiced with Roman Josi, who is his regular partner. So I think we're getting real close here. And you know, it's really up to Ryan to let us know when he's ready to play. I know he's on the plane as we leave for Chicago here in just a few minutes. So that would be a great addition. That would probably be our best trading deadline addition right there.
Am I safe to assume that if the morning skate goes well, he could play in Chicago?
We need to hear from Ryan on that. I'm just repeating the same thing. I think we're real close, and it's definitely a possibility that he could play tomorrow night. So I'm really hoping that's going to be the case.
You mentioned the best addition you could make at the trade deadline is getting him back, and I'm curious, with him coming back, what do you feel like your needs are for improvement at defenseman with him back in the mix?
Well, obviously, when he comes back, that pushes everybody down one notch, probably gets everybody back in the right place in the lineup. If he does come back, then Coach Hines has some decisions to make, whether he stays with a player like Mark Tenorti, who's come up and actually done really well for us, or does he stay with the Dan Hamhuis, Irwin Weber, the players that have been playing more regularly for us this year. But there's no question with when and if Ellis comes back that makes me feel a lot better about our defense.
Certainly in the mix for that playoff push. What realistically do you hope to get done at the trade deadline? If you had a wish list you were making right now.
I wish we win the next two games and then we go from there. It's I must tell you, in all the conversation I'm having, there's a lot of teams, whether it be on our side in our conference or in the other conference, that are just kind of a couple points in or a couple points out, and there's not all that clarity that you'd like to have. But I think the wins in these next couple of games certainly help message me, if you will, in terms of what I may or may not do. So I've got lots of conversation. I'm sure I've talked to everybody in the league now and several teams multiple times, and I think I know where they stand. I think they know where I stand. But it's, if this happens or that happens type of a situation. So I think it's been very busy, but I think like Sunday and Monday obviously are going to be huge days for us and a lot of teams in terms of the final decisions that are made.
Predators GM David Poile with us on the Midday 180.
So it was a big weekend. You get 4 points over St. Louis in the back-to-back, and then you get the game against Carolina, home game. You lose 4-1. When you look at that in totality, in terms of your decision-making coming up to the trade deadline, you mentioned you want to get these next two wins and see what happens from there. How big was that loss to Carolina coming off those two wins against a really good St. Louis team?
Well, I'd like to answer sort of vice versa, as I felt great in terms of how we played against St. Louis, especially in St. Louis, and then how we, as my expression, stayed in the fight against St. Louis for a game that they were probably a little bit more desperate than we were, having not won for a few games. But we pulled out a game with a big goal from Kyle Turris late in the game, a game that I think early in the season that we would have probably lost versus won. So I felt pretty good about that. And then, we didn't play particularly well against Carolina, a team that's in the exact same position as we are. We're just under the playoff line by a point or two, and they clearly were the better team. They had more energy, and they deserved to win. So in the picture of balance, since Coach Hines has been here, we've sort of been going in these five-game segments, we been basically winning three and losing two. And I think that's a rate that would, I believe, would get us into the playoffs. So, you know, we're not dwelling too much, or, you know, from, it's not October or November anymore. So we're not getting too high when we win, and we're not getting too low when we lose. We're moving on. So what's really important, despite, you know, asking me the question about Carolina, is we need to beat Chicago tomorrow night. And that's just where we are in terms of our thinking and where we are in relationship to making the playoffs. Like, we're 3 points out of the playoffs. We have games in hand. All that's all good, but we need to get some wins on the board. It's going to be a race to the finish. And again, we're learning a lot about a lot of different individuals in our team. So just day to day here today. I can't really look too far out in the future and make too many predictions. All I can tell you is what I just said before, is lots of conversations, lots of seed planting, and there's going to be something that's going to change here that's going to make me a buyer or a seller. I just know that's the way it's going to be.
Preds GM David Poile with us.
I saw that Victor Arvidsson told Adam Vingan that something's missing. He's just lacking his burst and his explosiveness, and he can't really explain it. How much does it concern you when a guy, a lot of times this season you've said, you know, you can't pinpoint what's wrong. Here's a guy that can pinpoint exactly what's wrong and has no explanation for it. How much does that concern you?
Well, first of all, I thought that was good on Arvy's part. I mean, usually in a lot of interviews, the player won't say too much about his game, or could be defensive or what have you. I think he owned it. I think that's important. There's just no question and no argument that, you know, Arvy's had he's had an injury in training camp, and then he had the big injury with that Bertuzzo cross check to the back and his legs, and where he missed five or six weeks. And there's no question again that's affected his year, his conditioning to start off with, and maybe just a little bit of jump that he has. I'm thinking myself that no St. Louis series and the last couple of games that we've seen a little bit more of Arvy being the driver that he has been in the past couple of years, and I feel like he's maybe getting a little bit more injury, and I'm thinking a little bit more energy. I'm thinking that the further that he's away from those injuries, the better that he's going to be. So I'm really thinking that Arvy's maybe going to be one of our better players here as we go down the stretch. But it has not been a good year for Arvy, and as I said, I think he owned it, and he's trying to be better every day.
How is Elli Tolvanen developing?
Good. He's in a good environment in Milwaukee with the best team in the American Hockey League. I think he is working on a lot of other aspects of his game. The scoring has not been as high as we or he would like it to be. I think he's got 14 or 15 goals, so he could end up with 20 to 25 goals, which is a lot in the American Hockey League. I think it's still a little bit of a development process for him. I'm thinking that next year was going to be a big summer, big training camp, and I would really want and hope that he could vie for a spot on our team next year.
David Poile, our guest. David, Roman Josi, I'd like to ask about his adjustment to John Hines' style. With Laviolette, a lot of puck possession and handling the puck and shot attempts, and that has not been Hines' style from what I've observed. What has the adjustment been like for Josi from your point of view and your seat?
Well, first of all, on the John Hines thing, I don't think it's as much of a change as you might think or perceive. I think for sure that he has looked at our own end and the defensive part of the game a lot to try to clean that up a little bit without the benefit of having Ryan Ellis play there. And I think that's reflective in whatever stats you want to look at, that our defensive part of the game has been, significantly better. But, we talked yesterday about just, you know, trying to take it up a notch on the offense. And this goes back to some of our bigger guys, whether it be Arvy or Joey, and that they need to be more effective offensively. I think that's in our arsenal. It just hasn't been there since really the beginning of the season. So, you know, to be that good team that we want to be and have that consistent record that we're striving for, that has to fall into It's got to become a part of our game as John continues to work with the team and to, get his mindset, registered with the players. With Yost, I specifically, I don't notice a lot different in terms of he's still leading the team, league, and his own rushes, his own exits, own entries. I mean, his individual statistics are fantastic. And, my feeling here is that John Carlson seems to be the lead defenseman in terms of the winning the Norris Trophy. But I think when you compare apples to apples, I think Roman is the guy for what he's done for our team versus Carlson for Washington, with all due respect to John. So, again, a different situation. Ellis being out, really looking forward to when Ellie comes back and how Roman plays and our team gets to play there. So I don't notice a lot different, to be honest with you.
I was thinking this the other night watching your game. Is this the most intense February through April that you will have experienced throughout your time as GM of the Preds, having a good team with expectations and being right there on the cusp of getting into the postseason and having that game in, game out feel right now, outside looking in?
It sure feels like it. I mean, it really feels like we're playing a playoff game every night. And, to going back to an earlier question, you beat St. Louis and it seems like you won a playoff game or close to winning a series. And then when you lose to Carolina or Vegas, like we have in past weeks at home, it's like you're on the verge of, being eliminated. I know that's probably exaggerating it, but no, it's exciting. It's the buzz. It's the adrenaline that you're looking for in this job. It makes it so exciting to have this job, but it feels like we're in somewhat of a pressure cooker every day. And again, we're the ones that put ourselves here, but we all know that to get out of it, we got to play better than we have all year. But the good news is I think there's pretty strong belief that we can do it. So there's no easy days at the moment.
And, if we were having this conversation a month ago, we've been discussing the road trips that you would be on in order to keep yourself in playoff contention. And now you have a ton of home games coming. I know you're on your way to Chicago, but then you play at home Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. It's a big stretch. It's huge for you. We know that. And you haven't had a great reason for why it's been so up and down inside Bridgestone Arena. But to go a bit further with what you're saying there, that playoff push and that playoff feel will happen at home throughout this stretch.
Yeah, it has to. I mean, we have got to get our home record going in the right direction. We got to become more dominant than like we have in the past years. And as I think I've said to you in previous shows, that if you were to point to one area that just is, the biggest question mark, and that's our play at home. It just doesn't make any sense, especially with we're probably in the top half of the league with our road record. So, home is where we're supposed to be the place to make the move. We've now got all these home games coming up, and that gives us as good an opportunity as any of the clubs that were in the fight for the playoffs have. So we're in good position. We just have to take advantage of it this time.
This will be a topic that we'll have and discuss. And since we have you on, let's discuss it with you. Can you stay in playoff contention without having the set goaltender night in and night out? I know you're going to have the back-to-backs coming up. We'll likely see both guys, but I'm sure you always want to have that consistent starter, but can you stay in the thick of it knowing that night in and night out, you can go back and forth between Saros and Pekka?
I'm really believing and hoping that's one of the reasons why we make the playoffs. Now, I don't look at that as a negative at all. This is probably going to be the most games, or for sure it'll be the most games that Saros has played in any one year in the National Hockey League. Yes, are we heading for some transition in our goaltending? I mean, we all know where it's at. But Pekka's played since John Hines has come aboard here. I mean, our goaltending has been very good. Our save percentage has been very good. Both goalies have played way better than they have before. Probably a little bit to do with them, a little bit of change in some of the systems around. But I really think that would be okay with everything. Our schedule, because we have games in hand, we're going to need our goalies fresh. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise that we have these two goaltenders that really can get us there. So I'm good with that. That's at the surface to me, that's not a problem. That's going to be a plus for us.
David Poile has been our guest. Always great chatting with you, David. We always learn something. We appreciate the visit, and we'll catch up soon.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thanks.